I'm Jay Allison. Up next, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth brings us a story from her grandmother about an old family recipe for fresh plums.
A few years ago, when she turned 90, my grandmother stopped cooking, and she gave me her old recipe book. I wanted to know the stories behind the pages of ingredients and measurements. So one weekend, my mom and I flew down to my grandmother's apartment in Richmond, Virginia. I was particularly interested in hearing about a recipe I saw for something called plum nutty.
Plum nutty? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very special. That's a recipe that came from my gynecologist in Sandusky, Ohio. He had been a flight surgeon during World War II, stationed in the Pacific. And after he came back to the States, he happened to be a member of our church. And every Christmas, he gave me plum nutty. And he would never tell me how to make it, but he would give it to me. And plum nutty was made with plums. It was a preserves made with plums and nut meats. And it was very good as preserves, but it was even better to put on top of vanilla ice cream.
Apparently, plum nutty used to be pretty popular. People made it with fresh plums in the fall, German prune plums that were hard and not too big. My grandmother says she never had any trouble finding fruit. The trees were all over the place in backyards in Ohio, where she and my grandfather lived. In her recipe book, the annotation to plum nutty just says, heavenly.
So, you know, I kiddingly knew he'd never give me the recipe, but I just deviled him for it all the time. And he also took care of me physically, and I had several miscarriages after my son was born. And then came the day when I was pregnant again and looked like this one was going to stick with me. And after Liz was born...
Liz is my mom. She and my uncle are 8 years apart, so this plum nutty thing had been going on for a long time.
He came to the house one day with two jars of plum nutty for me and the recipe. So that's how I got the recipe for plum nutty.
My mom still has the original piece of paper in Dean Sheldon's handwriting. The recipe calls for 5 pounds of German prune plums, not too ripe. It says to quarter them and remove the pits, then add 5 pounds of granulated sugar, 5 medium oranges sliced thin and seeded, and to cover this all and let it stand overnight. In the morning, you bring everything to a boil, then lower the heat and cook till it gels. And at the very end, it says to stir in 1/2 pound of broken up pecans, then pour the jam into jars and seal them. As preserve recipes go, it's easy enough. But when I think of my grandmother and the 8 years she spent waiting for that recipe and waiting for my mom, I know that gift from her doctor must have felt like gold. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth has generously shared Dean Sheldon's recipe for plum nutty on our website, capeandislands.org. Also there you can find a link to our free podcast for the Local Food Report. Our series is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Jay Allison. Thanks for listening.